fucking...
So how would you like to live for another 400 years?
Am I agile?
I don't know how agile you are.
Can I walk?
You can go on a hike.
I can go on a hike.
You can go on a hike, I guess.
Okay.
That would be my opinion of it.
Can I exercise and not, like, be dead after?
Yeah, like an old person going to the gym or something like that.
Like a physically fit old person.
Yeah, you're not going to run on a fucking treadmill, but you're like, you can use the elliptical for a little bit, lift like low-level weights or something like that, I think. But yeah, you can go for a walk with a dog or something like that. You can go on a hike with your wife.
Boy, man. Fucking Arnold still lifts.
He's pretty old, yeah.
He's in his 70s.
Yeah.
And he's built like a brick shithouse.
But you know, this guy's talking about, like, basically you start a whole new life when you're 70 years old. You know? You've been doing something your whole life, and you're like, yeah, I'm 70. I'm going to get this treatment, and I'm going to live another 100 years. At least. I can do a whole nother thing.
It's fucking crazy.
And it's just fun at that point, because it's just like, you're already retired. You're, like, retirement, hopefully, the retirement age doesn't change.
I mean, it would definitely change if we were living to 500 years old.
I really hope not, though. It's like,
fucking, you're still going to... I don't want to work for 500 years.
That you're still going to have the same amount of people that are 20 to 60 years old, you know what I mean? That's
you?
What?
Would you? I think far less people would have children.
Maybe less, but I think you're still gonna have some. If people live that long, what if someone decides they want a kid at fucking 200?
Plus the other thing, like, are they capable?
I don't know. That's the thing. Women aren't.
So what you're saying is you would want 200-year-old men to have sex with 25-year-old women.
What if they didn't look like they were 200?
Regardless, you want 200-year-old men.
I'm not a woman. I can't speak.
You're not a woman?
I'm not a woman.
All right. Oh, hello. You guys are listening?
Hi.
I hope you guys heard that. He wants 200-year-old men to have sex with young women.
Hey, man, if they're into it.
That could become like a fetish.
Right. It might be a weird fetish. At this time...
Well, fetish isn't weird. That's why it's called a fucking fetish.
That's true. But I mean...
Like, Sako, I know you like getting your fucking asshole licked while your toes get tickled.
But the fucking... if... That's one thing you gotta think about with this. If this does happen, which is possible, human life will get extended tremendously, porn's gonna go off the deep end.
Porn? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come on, there's something you gotta fucking think about. Like, it's gonna be crazy. There's gonna be categories of porn. It might be by the 50 years, it might be by the 100 years. Who fucking knows?
What's the most fucked up pornographic category you've ever viewed that you can think of? Like,
I'd say the tentacle porn's probably up there. That one's pretty bad.
Tentacle porn is up there. And it's bestiality is mine.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
It's bizarre.
It's very unpleasant. There's always a horse, and it's fucking bad.
What? Jesus Christ!
And it's just like you watch for, like, you know, you turn it on, you watch for about 30 seconds, and you're like, okay, yep, I got it. I get it. I'm done. Here you go.
Feel bad for
the girl. I did my dues for the United States.
Feel bad for the girl.
Feel bad for the horse.
Kind of feel bad. Anyway. All right. So. That's enough.
But the real thing I thought about when I was hearing about this. By the way,
this
what we're talking about.
Is falling apart. Look at this.
Well, I mean, it's been sitting in your humidor forever. That wasn't on. what are you smoking, by the way? What is that?
Are you saying that you want to do a cigar review
right now? It's been a while. We haven't done it in like eight episodes.
I am smoking Cuban Delights Premium Cigars, hand rolled. Jeco y mano.
Jeco y mano. It sounds good if it wasn't
dry. No, it's actually decent. That's the thing. For being as like dry as it is, decent cigar.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Nice. You actually have a quality cigar.
Yeah, right? I have a Romeo y Giulietta. It's a Reservier. So it's
Reservier.
So it's some sort of special edition they did. Pretty solid cigar. But yeah, anyway, what we were talking about was Rogan had a guy on that was talking about he studies extending human life. And it's not what you're thinking. Like, most of this human life extension stuff comes through, like, computer technology and basically uploading your consciousness into a computer and stuff like that. This is more of, we're gonna grow more cells inside you while you're living to keep your body functioning, and you can live a functional life for basically what seems like 5 lifetimes, pretty much. And this technology is coming up within the next, I don't know, 15, 20 years
or something. No fucking way.
That's what he said. And he's...
Fuck him.
And he was saying, like, there might be a breakthrough in the next, like, 5 years. 3 to 5 years, something like that. And the big problem with that is that the media is going to go crazy with it. They'll fucking...
Do you know what I was talking to? I was talking about earlier today. Is this, physical and personality trait choice that is becoming a thing because of CRISPR? Do you know about this?
No.
I don't pretend to be a fucking expert about it, but have you heard of CRISPR?
I've heard of CRISPR. Honestly, I know very little.
Like, it's effectively what it is that you're going to be able to select character traits about your child before they're born. Like their hair color, the tone of their skin, anything. Anything and everything.
Okay, just character traits or like personality traits?
Not personality traits, but like certainly like you might be able to pick like more aggressive, more submissive, more like sensitive, stuff like that.
See, I think picking their hair and eye color and skin color is fucked enough. Never mind picking out, we're going to decide what kind of person you're going to be before you're born. That's like taking away your liberty before you have it.
Think that's against the gods?
Against the gods? It's against the founding fathers.
It's against the ideas of freedom.
Yeah.
About choice.
It's against humanity. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can start a fight.
With who?
I think that your God is pathetic.
Okay. Why?
Because I don't... It's weak. It's a religion of weakness. Like, it literally caters to the weak. Like, that's literally what Christianity caters to, is the weak. And that's all it really caters to. If you're, like, in a position of power and, or, like, if your life is great and, like, you know, you have all these good things, it's, like, literally, like, Christianity, like, barely applies to you.
Well, it is supposed to compel those people to live better lives, even if they're in a position of power. And secondly, even the weak... Well, let's define what you mean by weak first. Do you mean, like, criminal weak people, or just people that are, like...
I'm going off of the scripture itself.
Struggling, or...
I'm going off of the scripture itself, where it talks about the meek shall inherit the earth. Why? Why should the meek and
like
weak...
Like the poor, pretty much.
Yeah. Inherit the earth.
Maybe that they're supposed to rebuild it in a way that's more... how do I say this? It's fair. Maybe that's a way to put it. And maybe the fucking... Also, the meek has changed, right?
Well, what do you mean? Changed from what to what?
I mean, there's so many different categories of meek now. Fucking, like, when that was described, freaking, the meek were fucking poor farmers and fucking traders and stuff like that, and fishermen and shit like that, and, like, those people now are, like, either middle or lower middle class. And the more meek now are fucking, they're doing, like, lower stuff than that, you know what I mean? Not to put them, not to say that they're bad people necessarily, you know what I mean? They're just, they don't have skills like these people did. They're fucking, they're just doing the cashier jobs and the fucking stocking the...
So yeah. You consider people who work at grocery stores to be the meek?
Well, yeah, right? Aren't they? What do you consider to be the meek?
I consider...
Because what I'm talking about is when they wrote about the meek, they were talking about the fucking... the people that lived outside of the city walls that were fucking doing the dirty work, right? They weren't the fucking... the knights or whatever. They weren't the fucking clergy. They weren't any of this stuff that was making money for who knows what reason. They were just freaking trying to keep society up going and live to fucking 35.
I would say that the meek in today's time are the homeless and the poor and the destitute and, like, people who... A good way to round up a lot of them would be, or not round up a lot of them, but categorize a lot of them would be.
So you're saying they're
welfare and stuff like that.
So you're saying they're a lower.
People who can't take care of themselves.
Yeah, so people that are literally don't have jobs, or if they have a job, it's fucking lower than minimum wage pretty much nowadays. Yeah. Okay.
Also, what do you think about the fact that your religion stole so much from mine? Terms of ritualistic behavior and
it's really interesting,
and the fact that your religion claims to be monotheistic when it's not. We've talked about this before.
Just because of saints, pretty much, is that what you're saying?
Well, Catholicism, you can pray to saints, which in turn makes them a god.
It's different though.
Why?
Because they're saints.
Yeah, so what? Zeus is the god of gods, but I can still pray to fucking minor gods. They're still a god.
I perceive it differently. Like, praying to God is like an overall thing. Like, if I pray to a saint, I'll pray to them for something, but I'll also pray to God at the same time. You know what I mean? Freaking, if you were to pray to, I don't know, if you were to pray to fucking Diana for something, would you also, I mean, you could, but, like, would you consider it that you, like, it's more powerful to pray to Jupiter at the same time, or
depends on what I need.
Because, like, if I pray to St. Francis for something, I almost always pray to God also.
Why?
Because St. Francis wouldn't be a saint without God.
So why do you bother praying to him if you're going to pray to God anyway?
Do you know what I mean? Like, I understand your view of it, but I pray to him because he's the saint of these certain things, and I know the things that he did here and why the Pope made him a saint. And that's why I would pray to him, certainly, for these things. But I also thank God for fucking making him who he was and saying, hey, back this guy up. Like,
do you consider yourself a true Catholic?
I do, but I think many others would not.
Why?
Because going at it from many other religions as well. I love my religion. I really do. Because, like, it's helped me personally throughout my life several times. And I've seen the results for myself. You know what I mean? But I don't agree with everything that they preach. And I think that's okay. But there's many people who think that's not okay. But I don't see why you should have to agree blindly with everything your religion says. You don't believe everything that fucking... Like, there's no person in the world that you agree 100% with on everything. It's fucking impossible, right? Why should you agree with a religion on it? Like, on every single thing that's written down in their religion, that's written by hundreds of different people.
So what's your opinion on the Pope?
It depends on the Pope.
Well, I mean the position of Pontifex Maximus.
In a sense, I like it just because it's like, it's something to look, it's someone here to look up to that it's just like.
Do you look up to the Pope?
Not really. When I was younger, I used to, like, it seemed like more of a big thing when I was younger. Now it's like, now that I'm older, maybe I just see it more now, just how more political it is and everything. And looking at history, how political it was.
Do you miss the Pope of old? Well, they would command armies.
So yeah, basically, that's the time,
leader,
like,
of a country.
But those are the popes that, like, I look back at, and a lot of them I'm like, this wasn't right. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do by...
You mean by selling indulgences for people to get into heaven?
Yeah, like, they weren't fucking doing what they were supposed to do by the Bible and by Jesus' and God's word and stuff like that. But I don't know, when my family would talk about, like, John Paul II as a kid, I'd be like, oh, this guy is just an awesome human being, you know what I mean? Like, he did all these great things for everybody, and fucking, he was just, like, a charitable person, pretty much, you know? And, like, that's what I think about the Pope. When you think about the Pope, that's what I think it should be. It should be, like, a super charitable, selfless person, pretty much. That just wants to enlighten people and give and, you know.
Does it annoy you when people use the terminology basically saying that, like, Catholics and Christians aren't the same thing? Because that drives me insane. It literally drives me insane when people are like, oh, no, he's Catholic, he's not Christian. And I'm like...
No, all Catholics are Christian.
All Catholics are Christian. Every other sect of Christianity is a bastard version, a bastardized version of Catholicism.
Right.
That's literally what it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a shit what anyone fucking says. That's the reality of it.
That is the reality. And
except Eastern Orthodoxy. Because I don't see that as a... Do you know what I mean? Like, Eastern Orthodoxy and Catholicism are like the two big dogs.
Yes. Yeah.
There are separate sects off the Eastern Orthodoxy, isn't there? There is.
Right? Because that went all through, like...
Greece and Russia and all the Balkan states.
Yeah, everything in between Greece and Russia, pretty much. You know, like, that all came into there. But, I mean, I respect every branch of Christianity, pretty much. You know what I mean? Because it's like, listen, we're all on the fucking same team, guys. Especially nowadays where it's like, there is closer and closer to 50% of the population being fucking atheist anyway. So it's like...
I don't think it's even remotely that high.
It's probably not, but it's probably rising, you know what I mean?
I would say at least agnostic.
Agnostic, there's a lot of agnostics. There. But they believe in spirituality, pretty much.
In some one way or another.
I've
asked you about this before on the podcast, but... So... Like, you actually care about religion, which I like a lot.
I love religion.
I don't mean to attack you. I'm not, like, I'm I'm attacking you because I want to get more out of you. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we've talked about this a while ago on the podcast, like probably 20 episodes ago. But you are Roman, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel a connection to your ancestors' gods?
No, I don't. I think they're very interesting. I like studying them. When I was younger, it was like, growing up Catholic and stuff like that, and it felt wrong to study like Greek and Roman mythology, just because with what you're taught, you know what I mean? And now it's just kind of like, I want to know what happened. What I do feel a connection to more than the actual gods is the people. If I ran into like a fucking a bust of Augustus or something like that, that's when it's like, I don't want to say a prayer, but it doesn't apply. You know what I mean? But like,
why? You don't think it's unfair that it doesn't apply? How the fuck were the Romans and the Greeks? I'm talking like...
Oh, I think it's
Republican Romans.
I think it's unfair, yes.
And old school, when the Greek city-states were, like, independent. That's something that I really do take issue with Christianity. Is mm-hmm. that idea... So, like, all the Romans and all the Greeks are fucked. They're in hell.
I take issue with that too, especially because
it literally makes no fucking sense to me.
Because Christianity didn't exist, right?
No. Judaism did. Judaism right? was the only thing. By the way, that's something else. Christianity and Judaism are the same religion.
They're the same religion.
They're the same religion. Christianity is a break-off sect of Judaism.
It is.
Like, and I feel like people don't realize that because people don't. You know, I don't think a lot of people study it or look into it too much. But it's like, Christianity and Judaism are the same fucking religion.
The same.
They're literally the same religion. Yeah. They believe all the same fucking tenets. Ten Commandments are in both religions. Like, it's the same faith. The only difference is the Christianity has the New Testament. Mm-hmm. They have Jesus and that, whereas the Jews are like, no, it's, you know, no.
Yeah.
That doesn't apply. What question did I just ask you? Oh, about how it's not fucking fair.
It isn't fair. You're right.
And that is the fucking biggest thing
that I take on. That's what I was saying. It was just like, I don't agree with that because, honestly, when you look at the... when you look at the majority of what the religion preaches and the Ten Commandments, like, not all of them go along with that, but most of them do. It's like, if you're a good person, you should go to heaven, pretty much, right? And there's plenty of good people that are every religion, you know?
Right.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're right. It also says you should only worship this God because he's the one true God. But that just goes to what I was saying earlier. It's like, who wrote that down? You know, like
Moses. Well, actually, no. According to the Christian scripture, God wrote that down, mm-hmm. not Moses. Moses just received the Ten Commandments on the mount, or not on the mount. Jesus fuck, not on the mount, up on the top of that fucking hill after they had escaped from the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean in Christianity that the Egyptians are the worst people ever?
I guess they are.
Like, holy shit. Man, talk about putting the Egyptians in a bad light.
They seem pretty nuts. I don't know. Fucking
the Egyptians.
Yeah.
They're pretty tough, man.
They're pretty tough. Pretty fucking crazy. I always loved
Egypt. I always thought
it was learning about Egypt, but it scared the fuck out of me because it was like, you did what to your dead motherfuckers? They had to go through all this shit. Are you fucking crazy?
Hey, man, we got a lot of good mummies from them.
You gotta rip out their heart and weigh it on a scale next to a feather? I don't know, man.
Why don't Christians sacrifice anymore? They used to.
Yeah, that got taken out with the, that wasn't the Enlightenment. What was it called?
Reformation.
No, it wasn't the Enlightenment.
Okay.
Yeah, the Reformation was around the Reformation happened in, like, the 1500s.
The Reformation is caused by Martin Luther.
Martin Luther, yeah. That's when all the branching into the...
Fucking Lutherans.
Yeah.
It's all because of him.
Joey was here tonight.
I wish Joey was here, too.
But yeah, that's when all the branching into Protestantism.
Yeah.
Protestant Christians happened. But yeah. Honestly, I don't know too much about the Enlightenment. I'd like to learn more about it. That's when the probably bigger reforms than Reformation happened. You know? There was just different sects when...
Well, the Enlightenment was a lot of scientific revolution.
Yeah.
That's what came out of the Enlightenment a lot, which also affected religion a lot. But... So do you think that I'm praying to nothing?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Your ancestors are ashamed of you.
They might be. But they might be there, too. Yeah.
Might be where?
Could be in heaven.
They're not going to heaven. They didn't fucking believe in that. They didn't believe in your God.
According to Moses and some popes and religious scholars, you know, they could be wrong.
By the way, I do believe in your God.
They could have been.
Hold on.
They could have perceived stuff differently than what it was supposed to be.
Hold on.
Right?
I want to reiterate that. I do believe in your God.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh is a God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, I don't deny that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like that monotheistic path that is related to Yahweh. Mm-hmm. It's like everyone else, fuck everyone else. And I'm like, wait, hold on a minute. Like, there's other gods, like, you're not the only one here.
Mm-hmm.
Why
do you think those paths kind of made it, though? Because, like...
What do you mean?
The three main religions today...
Well, it's four.
Four.
And one is polytheistic.
Which one is that?
Hinduism,
okay.
They have thousands of gods.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I always use to defeat the argument that you were about to bring up.
Okay.
Why are the main faiths monotheistic? And I always bring up Hinduism.
Because
there's like a billion adherents to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's polytheistic.
But isn't Hinduism... Technically, they don't consider that religion.
Who the fuck doesn't consider that a religion?
That's
Buddhism.
That's Buddhism. That's what I'm thinking of.
Because technically, Buddhism isn't a religion. Because there isn't a deity. People are like, but Buddha's not a deity. Like, if you talk to a Buddhist, they admit that Buddha's a human. You're trying to reach enlightenment like the Buddha did.
Right.
He's not a god. He was a man. He's a man who reached.
How are Hinduism and Buddhism related? I don't understand.
They're not related.
They're not related at all?
No. It's just that they're both practiced in India.
Oh, okay.
That's all. Yeah, they have no relation. It's a completely different faith.
Okay.
I'm sure there are a lot of Hindus who practice a lot of Buddhist things just because it's a very, like you were just saying, it's not, Buddhism is, it's very different. I don't consider Buddhism a religion.
I don't think Buddhists consider Buddhism a religion.
I don't know if they do. I really
don't think they do. That's what I was told at one point anyway. I was told at one point, I don't think if you talk to like a cardinal, they'd agree with this, but I was told you could be Christian and you could be Buddhist at the same time, pretty much.
I mean, I could see that because there's no god in Buddhism. There's no deity. It's literally the whole purpose of Buddhism is to reach enlightenment. That's it. As far as I know, like, I'm not a fucking Buddhist. I'm not educated
on it.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had some good religious discussion.
Yeah, this is good.
And if you don't like it, then fuck off.
No, but why? Okay, so we'll take that out of it. Why did the Western world take off with just Catholicism and Judaism and,
Eastern Orthodox,
Eastern Orthodox. Islam isn't really the Western world, I guess you could say. It's just kind of...
No, I'd say it's the Middle East.
It's the Middle East, but...
Yeah, middle of the world.
But, like, that's the biggest religion in the world is for Islam, right?
I think Christianity is.
Is it?
I think Christianity is bigger.
It's close, though. That's pretty close.
I think so, but I think Christianity has a decent edge on it. I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you got to think. You have all these majority Christian nations in the West with very, very small Islamic populations. Mm-hmm. Whereas there are Islamic countries that have sizable Christian minorities in their population.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Syria, fucking Jordan, Egypt. There's tons of Christians there.
And in the East, too. In, like, China and all those islands south of there, there's a lot of Muslims in there, too.
So. There are. Indonesia's a Muslim country.
Yeah.
A lot of the...
Indonesia's a big Muslim country, yeah.
Yeah, they're Sharia law.
Yeah. If you're not Muslim there, it
doesn't fly.
Yeah.
Follow
their... I don't know what the religion there was, but if you follow...
I have no fucking idea.
It's a polytheism down there, whatever it was. If you follow that, they'll try and kill you.
Yep. It blows my mind that you feel no connection to your ancestors. Like, none?
Really.
You don't, hold on. You know what? I'm going to test you, though. Hold on. I'm going to test you, though.
Not, none, but...
Because, let me ask you this. If you were talking to someone and they started talking shit about the Roman gods, about how they're bullshit, and how they, were weak or whatever, or anything like that, that wouldn't piss you off? Like, it wouldn't...
No, that would kind of piss me off.
Yeah. Why?
Because I care about Roman history. Because I care about my ancestry.
Hold on. I'm not saying they're saying the Romans were weak.
No, they are. They are in a sense.
What do you mean? The Romans aren't the Roman gods. The Romans are people.
No, they followed that religion.
Okay, but the Romans also followed Christianity.
That kind of... If they followed that religion and it was very important to their success and everything like that, that defines them in a way.
Okay, so you associate the religion with your ancestors, so you are connected to it in that way, and you would get pissed off if someone was talking shit.
Yeah.
So you do have a bond with them.
I suppose, but it's not like an intense bond.
If you went into a Greek or Roman shrine to one of the gods, or if it was to all the gods, you wouldn't pray. And I'm not saying you have to, make a sacrifice or anything like that, but I'm just saying if me and you right now went to Greece, where there is now, I believe there's a couple, traditional Hellenic temples now, because it's coming back, and me and you went to that, and you were in there, and the statues of the gods were all around you and everything, and you're in the homeland. You're in Greece. You wouldn't want to pray?
No, not unless in that space there was a... a burial chamber to some human in history that I had a connection with. You know what I mean? Like, if we fucking... If we went up to fucking where we thought Leonidas's grave was, I'd say a prayer. But if it was just...
To who?
What?
To who?
I'd still pray to God. I'd pray to my God. I'd say, hey, I hope you accept him up there, you know. I know this is what's written here, but, I mean, I... I hope you accept him, because...
Okay!
And I hope you accept his ancestors that may be around today or may not be around today, you know?
Gonna get you to pray.
I mean, that's what I've done before. Like, I, you know, I came up to the spot where fucking Caesar was fucking cremated, and I'm like, hey.
That's how you address God?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Hey. No, that's not how I address him, but like.
Hey, what's up, man?
In layman's terms, just like, through God, I'll talk to Caesar, hopefully, and be like, man, did some fucked up shit. But
according to the Catholic faith, he's in hell.
Freaking. He might be. That's debatable.
He killed a lot of people.
He killed a lot of people.
Yep.
He raped a lot of people.
I don't know if he raped a lot of people personally, though.
Not personally, but like, he probably did, though. But and I still admire him. That's the thing.
And that killing and conquering pleases Mars.
Does please Mars. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't please all the gods that you worship.
No. But I mean, it doesn't necessarily displease any of them, though.
Not any of them?
But who would it displease?
I don't know.
I don't think any of them would be displeased by it.
None of them?
Really?
No. None of them would have been like, hey, I don't know if you should have fucking mercilessly brutally murdered these people and let all your men rape their fucking women and children.
I think most of the gods during times of war just view it as it's war. I think if you were to murder someone in a fucking alley, then yeah, a lot of the gods would have a problem with it,
mm-hmm.
including Mars, because that's not... Mars is the god of masculinity and virility and literally manliness, and it is not manly or masculine or strong to murder people for no fucking reason, mm-hmm. or steal from them, stuff like that.
So isn't that on the line, then, if you've already beaten an army and there's pretty much defenseless people in a city and they say fucking have at it?
Well, no.
Why?
Because it's if anything, it's Mars rewarding the people who worship him for winning in war. That's the point. Your god is rewarding you by you're getting all this you're becoming rich. And, I mean, as far as, like, it's just, I mean, it depends on the god, but I mean, I don't think most of them would really care about it that much. I mean, I'm just using Mars because we're talking about war.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you're winning a war.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Mars would really care. I mean, Mars raped, fuck, I'm blanking on it.
I know what you're talking about. I forget who you're talking about. Yeah. But.
And that's where Romulus and Remus came from.
Yes.
So I don't think Mars would really care. Again,
wait,
I think...
Mars rape a wolf?
No. No. He raped,
That would be funny.
I don't remember the woman's name. But he raped her, and her children were Romulus and Remus. That's why the Romans are the sons of Mars.
Right, right. So why is the symbol a wolf?
Because a wolf raised Romulus and Remus.
Oh, did she get killed or something?
No. Her father, who, she told her father that Mars raped her.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, bullshit. He was like, you fucking, you fucked around. you fucked somebody.
So he was a good dude.
Ooh, the guy, the dad. He was like, bullshit. But no, he made her, he was going to kill her kids. He said, you need to kill these children.
Yeah.
And she couldn't do it.
Right, because that's what people did then, right? They just, like,
and she left them by the riverbank, and a wolf raised them.
Hmm.
But then there's also the theory that the Latin word for wolf is also very similar to the word for a prostitute. And a lot of people also think that maybe a prostitute found them and ended up taking care of Romulus and Remus and raising them.
Right.
Yeah,
I know that their story is basically...
Or Lupa. Yeah, Lupa.
Lupa.
I don't know. There might be like a slight variation on it, but it means wolf and it also means prostitute.
Hmm. Yeah. So I know their story is considered a myth, kind of, but there's also legitimate fucking tales of them as people, too. So they could be, yeah, they could be real people.
I mean, would you not consider the stories of Christianity to be myths?
I mean, some of them are definitely myths.
Noah's not a myth?
It's just whether you believe it or not.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're untrue.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but, like, the story of Noah's Ark isn't a myth.
Yeah.
Like, that's, without a doubt, that's a fucking myth. Fucking Cain and Abel, that's a myth.
Right.
Like, it's the stories of the faith and stuff like that. Right. Like, it's the mythology behind it. It's
whether
or
not
you
take your word for it.
Yeah.
It's just, but yeah. I mean, it's believable. Plenty of brothers have killed each other throughout history, so.
Yeah.
You imagine if fucking Remus had won?
The Reman Empire?
The Reman Empire.
Ream?
What would have that been like, huh?
Probably would have been exactly the same.
It might have been exactly the same.
Might have been the exact same thing. Still would have been the Sons of Mars.
All right. What if it made it?
Oh. Yes. Now I'm just getting turned on. Hold on.
Hey.
We stopped to take a quick break, but we're back.
We're back.
We can't remember what we were talking about. Obviously, it was about religion.
It was religion.
But
do you think things were simpler back then with religion to kind of guide things around? And nowadays, it's kind of... religion doesn't guide the mainstream of life and governments and everything like that.
Possibly. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, obviously, I think we have just so many distractions nowadays.
It's a lot of distraction, like, right?
Not to mention there's so many more people. So many more people, so many more distractions, so much more noise.
Religion can't really be used as a uniter anymore.
Unless people are in danger.
Unless people are in danger, that's right.
Then it becomes a uniter again.
And most politicians don't use it, but a lot of them still do say time and again that they'll just say something like something about God. You know, they'll throw that into some.
Well, it's because a big chunk of conservatives are very religious,
yeah.
And that's why they still appeal to it. Because people like to pretend this isn't a thing.
Well, and there's a big chunk of liberals that are still religious as well too. You know?
Are there?
Sure there are.
Like who?
I don't know. Go to fucking different towns and stuff. Walk into a church or a fucking temple or something like that. You think they're all conservative? Every single one of them that's in there?
Not necessarily all of them, but I would say that, like, I would say none of them are progressives.
I'd say at least... I'd say at least, like, I'm just guessing here, but, like, 40% of Democrats are probably still, they believe in something.
I think that's high.
You think it's high?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's below 30.
I was going to say 20.
Really? You know, I think it's still pretty high, I mean... That's something I'd like to look into. I don't know if you can get... You probably can't get an accurate number for that, but, like, what percentage of the population is actually, like, atheist?
Well, atheists are very upfront about it. They love telling you
they're very atheists. Upfront. Yeah.
Well, I don't believe in God. Religion's fake. Fucking, they're so upfront about it. It kind of drew us into the political thing. So, Sanders versus Biden.
That's what it is now, right?
You got the communist versus the senile old man.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's getting reelected.
They fucked, man. They fucked up.
They fucked up big time, bro.
They fucked up. I mean, they fucked up a long time ago, but they really fucked up now.
Yeah. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad.
I don't think they realize how fucked they are.
So let's go through the sequence of events that happened, like, before Super Tuesday and then into it now. So the first thing that went on was Buttigieg dropped out, which he talked about on the last podcast.
Yep, and then right after we recorded that podcast, Klobuchar dropped out.
Yeah, the next day she dropped out. And then after Super Tuesday, Bloomberg dropped out.
Yep, so it's down to, in reality, the people still running, it's Biden, Sanders, Warren... And Tulsi.
And Warren should drop out.
She should.
She lost.
If she doesn't drop out, then Bernie's fucked.
She lost Massachusetts. That should have been it for her. She was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it.
And not only did she lose, she came in third in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Biden, Sanders, then Warren. But, I mean, if she doesn't drop out, then Sanders is fucked. He has no chance of winning the nomination if Liz Warren is still on the ballot. Because they're
Who do you think she would endorse? Because she's going to endorse
Bernie. Bernie.
I think that would make sense. I don't know if she will.
I mean, she's...
I think she's
a progressive.
She's a progressive, but she's also, like... I think she's, like, big with the DNC, right? She's on their side, right?
I guess, but...
And they're all Biden right now.
100%. They do not want Bernie Sanders.
No.
They're doing everything they can to make sure that he doesn't end up their nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that if Bernie Sanders is the nominee, they have 0% chance of winning. They're not going to fucking win. If Bernie Sanders is the nominee, they have no fucking chance. You're literally going to run a communist against the capital. Like, a fucking communist against a capitalist incumbent president with a booming economy. Not gonna happen.
Not gonna
no
work.
Fucking chance in the
work.
United States of America.
Not gonna work.
No,
Biden's not gonna work either.
No, Biden's not gonna work either. He's literally senile. He's legitimately losing his fucking mind. They're fucked.
Those debates are gonna be embarrassing.
Oh my god, it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be like a fucking boxing match where the guy's falling over and has no legs the whole time. That's what it's gonna be like.
Oh, speaking of that, are you excited for Wilder Fury Part 3?
I'm very excited.
They're fighting in June?
I'm excited.
Or July?
I'm excited for that. I'm actually excited to see Joshua come out again, too, and try and fight. He's going to fight one of them. At least He's probably going to fight Fury.
I mean, unless Wilder beats him. If Wilder beats Fury, then it'll have to be Wilder, Joshua.
Right. Yeah. I was watching some boxing stuff today earlier, and fucking, I hadn't seen the first, Ruiz Joshua fight. That was excellent.
Ruiz murdered him.
And it was the fifth round or something like that. It was the third.
The third round.
That was excellent. What a great round of boxing.
One of the best rounds of boxing I've ever seen.
Freaking Ruiz goes down and he gets back up and knocks down Joshua two more times.
Holy shit. Joshua had never been knocked down.
No, and if he knocked him down one more time, that would have been it, right? They still have that three knockdown rule?
No, in any fight like that, championship fight, there's no three knockdown rule.
Okay.
Because you always get... They got to have a chance. You know what I mean? It's a championship fight. You can't let someone get knocked out because of that rule. Like,
right. I was watching some of that, and I watched the Joshua Klitschko fight, too, there.
So boring.
There was a couple good rounds.
Yeah. Klitschko is boring, though. He is a fucking boring fighter.
Mm-hmm.
26 title defenses as the heavyweight champ.
He was a beast, dude. Yeah. He conquered that title, yeah. man.
And when Joshua took him out, and Fury took him out. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking crazy. He's done. He is done, right? I think Klitschko retired. Pretty sure.
I think so. Russia's gonna come out with somebody else, too, though.
Well, he's not Russian.
What is he?
Ukrainian.
He's Ukrainian. Yeah, okay.
He actually hates the Russians.
Yeah, sure he fucking does. Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Do you think Wilder can beat Fury? I mean, remember the first fight? That was a much closer. I mean, it was a fucking draw. And Wilder put Fury down in the 12th round. Remember?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like...
Honestly, at this point, I don't think he can.
No? Do you think Fury's on another level?
Yeah. I think the next fight will be a lot better than this one was.
I think Wilder's going to come in looking for blood. I think Wilder's going to be like, I have to attack him.
You never know. He could tag him with something, and that could just be it.
Wilder could tag Fury?
Yeah.
Well, dude, his punching power is out of the fucking world.
It's crazy. It's nuts.
I'm excited. Speaking of that, we'll let you guys know. We are planning on having Mike Badman Ohan on the podcast soon. He's fighting on March 14th at the House of Blues. I think it may already be sold out, but if it's not, it's selling out fast. But yeah, definitely check it out. See if you can get tickets. We'll have him on soon. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to have Ohan on and talk
about
that. That'll
be fun. I wasn't there for the last one, so I'm excited to talk to him about that. I didn't get to talk to him much at the gym there because we were all watching the fight, but...
I think his trainer's going to come on, too.
Oh, that'd be great.
I think it's going to be Mike and Josh, his trainer.
We'll have to talk to him about this, but I'd like to go fucking back to his gym again. We should talk to them. Maybe we could talk to them there. Who knows?
Well, that... Josh, his trainer, said that he'd love to have us do the podcast at the gym.
That'd be cool.
And I was like, I'd do that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, it'd be great. It's if we could go over there, do the podcast there, and then either before or after. Probably before. If we could do like a short workout with him, that'd be
awesome.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be fantastic. I'll talk to Mike. I'm sure Mike will probably all about it. Mm-hmm. All about it. But no, that's going to be fun. Are you going? Are you going to the fight?
Yeah, I'll probably go. I gotta ask Mike for a ticket, though. I can ask
him right now.
I'm poor as balls right now, so I just avoided it last week.
I can ask him right now. Right now, while we're podcasting.
I'm a meek.
You are a meek.
I'm a meek.
Hey, my buddy. Sokka wants a ticket to your fight. Hopefully still up. You never know, though. You got a credit card?
Yeah, but I'm trying not to use it. I'm trying to cancel it, actually.
$40 isn't that much. You can just pay it off when you get paid. Mm.
Let's see. Yeah, I was watching a lot of boxing shit lately today. I watched a bunch of old Tyson stuff. Oh, my Lord. That man is fucking unbelievable. Boxing needs a guy like that. Good grief.
Wilder.
Wilder was kind of like that, yeah. Tyson, man, holy shit, though. He was destructive.
Wilder was a better fighter than... I mean, sorry, Tyson was a better fighter than Wilder.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, legitimate boxing technique.
Yeah.
Boxing skill. Tyson was definitely a more skilled boxer than Wilder.
You just watch his knockouts. It's like, oh, my God, what did you do that guy?
Like, that guy's gonna die. Murdering people.
I think it's so funny how every time he knocks someone down, too,
he runs over and helps pick them up.
Yeah,
it's so funny. Like, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, I want to make sure they were okay.
Yeah,
you know. You ever watched Mike Tyson's last fight?
No, is it sad?
It's sad. He doesn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah,
like literally, he says it afterwards. He gets knocked out. He gets TKO'd.
Yeah,
and afterwards, they're interviewing him in the ring, and he says, "I don't want to fight anymore." He's like, "I'm not an animal."
Yeah, he's not good anymore.
I don't want to fight anymore. Well, I think it's not that he's not good anymore. he just didn't have the that fire.
Yeah.
At all. At all. Like, he did not want a box.
Yeah.
And I think that's proven by the fact that when he got out of boxing, he completely stopped being involved in boxing for years.
Yeah.
He didn't watch it, didn't talk about it, mm-hmm. nothing. He hated boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's got to be hard, man. You were the fucking best, and then you're just the
youngest heavyweight champ in history.
Yeah.
I think he was, was he 19? If O'Hare was here, he'd flip out if I got that wrong.
I don't know how old he was. I have no idea.
I think he may have been 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
If not, he was like 21 or 22.
How long did he fight for? Like 10 years? Something like that?
More than that. Like 17 years? Okay. 16 years?
Because he started in like the mid-80s and then went to...
Yeah, he went all the way into the late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably like 15 years, yeah. I think. But no, Tyson was great. Great fighter. And I'm happy that he's back into boxing.
Yeah.
Like, he enjoys it again.
Yeah, that's good. It's definitely good for the sport.
Like, oh, hell yeah. To have any legend still involved in it, and he likes talking about it. I'm excited, man. There's so many good fighters in boxing now.
Yeah.
Fucking, you have Triple G, Gennady Golovkin.
Yeah.
Canelo. Fucking, I mean, Pacquiao's old as dirt.
He's old as fuck, yeah.
But I mean, he's still a good fighter. Both of the Charlo brothers, fucking the heavyweight division's alive again.
Oh, man.
Because of Fury and Wilder and Joshua, dude. Like, oh, man. And I want some more blood, man. We got to get some other good heavyweights in there. I want to see them fight other people.
Oh, man. Everybody's going to want Fury now, too. Everybody's going to want to match with him right now.
I saw an interview with Fury the other day where he said he's fighting Wilder again, and he's going to fight Joshua. And he said he's planning on retiring.
He's getting up
there. After that.
He's
31.
31, yeah.
That's nothing for boxing.
Yeah.
Nothing. He doesn't want to fight anymore.
He'll end up taking more fights than that. More fights than he wants to. Just because of the money.
I don't think he needs money.
He doesn't need money, but
he's loaded.
But like, someone's going to tell him, like, yo, they want to do this. You got to do this, man. Fucking.
Probably. I love Fury, though. I love him.
He's funny, man. He's a character, you know?
Yeah, which is good. That's good for the sport.
Very good.
That's
for good. The sport.
Same with Wilder. Joshua, not so much. He's quiet. Boring. He doesn't really... Yeah, he's boring.
He's boring. He's freaking...
He's a fucking pussy.
You know, like, he has some good rounds, but then he hides, you know? He hides to win. He fucking...
Dude, he ran away from Ruiz the entire fight.
Entire time.
Jab and run the whole fucking night.
So boring. Why do you even watch that shit?
Remember how disappointed we were watching that fight? We were like, this is awful. I can't believe we paid for this. Like, what the fuck? Oh, what a disappointment. Especially a heavyweight championship fight. Jesus Christ. Like, Anthony Joshua, one of the best fighters in the world. Andy Ruiz, the guy who knocked him out last time. Like, this should be a great fight. And it's so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No heart to that stuff. So
no, that was brutal. I think if Fury fights Joshua, it's going to be a massacre.
Oh, I can't wait to see. I hope it's a massacre.
I hope it is, too. I'm not going to lie.
You can't run from Fury. You can't do that.
No, he's too big and he's too fast.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are down on Wilder Fury Part 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not at all. No. I think it's going to be a blast.
I think it's going to be awesome. It'll be better because fucking...
And I think it should happen because they had a draw.
Yeah.
Then Fury won. And it's like, okay, we'll give Wilder a shot.
One more shot. Yeah.
Like they had a... Like he had a draw. Like, fuck that. You know what I mean?
Because
like,
now he's just going to have to learn how to protect himself better. That's what he's got to do.
That's the thing. It's like best 2 out of 3. You know what I mean? We had a draw. You won. Now it's like, all right, well... It's not like you beat me twice. Like, if Fury beat him twice, it would have been like, all right, well, this is done. It's done. Like, they don't need to fight again. But it's like, no. Wilder put Fury on his ass in that first fight. So it's like, no, you guys can fight again and see what happens. But no, it's fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely have everyone get together. Should watch the fight at O'Hen's gym again. I had a great night that night.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Get everyone to go.
Yep, everybody. Some cats running around again.
Oh my god, I was so happy. There's cats, chubby cats. just running around everywhere.
All over the place.
Made me so happy. I was like, oh. I was like, this cat's here. I'll talk to him though. See when he wants to come on, because I know he said he wants to come on before his fight, which is great. We can promote it. Promote his fight. He promotes the podcast. So it'll be fun.
True. I'm down. Yeah. So. We got off on boxing there for a while. We went on a tangent.
We did.
I liked it.
Who'd you vote for?
I voted for our guy there, Arvin.
Oh, you did?
I did, yes.
I thought you voted for, didn't you? Yeah, I thought yesterday you said you voted for, somebody else.
No, that was before I went. I looked into it a little more, and I decided to vote for,
Did you go on his website?
I went on his website earlier. I looked into some of his stuff. I was looking at the guy, Thornburg, is that what it is? What's his name? Or Hornburg. I looked at his website, because he got, delegates from one
state. He's winning.
Is he winning? Yeah, I'm not surprised that he's winning.
It looks like he's going to be the Libertarian.
He was the, is it congressman or senator in Wyoming?
I don't know.
I think it's Wyoming that he held the position as a Republican, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why he has the most experience. Mm-hmm. That's why he's gaining the most votes there. Yeah. But yeah, I did. Arvin, I liked his website. I liked what he had to offer there.
I agreed with everything on his website except. Did you see that he was for open borders?
I did see that.
But with getting rid of all welfare, all government handouts.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm still not really for open borders. But if we're going to have open borders, get rid of all the government handouts, and it makes it so it's a lot less likely that just fucking scumbags are going to come here.
Right.
Looking for handouts from the government. You know what I mean? I'm like, but then literally every single other position he had, I agreed with. Mm-hmm. Every single other position.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I was like, I literally agree with this guy on 90% of my stuff. Yeah. His positions.
He looked really good. The other guy I really liked was Ken Armstrong that I was telling you about. That was the guy that I looked at first, and he seemed pretty good.
I went on his website briefly. I didn't look too deep into him.
Yeah. He's just not getting that many good polling numbers. He's got like 4% in each state or something like that. So
I'm most likely I'll be voting Libertarian in the general election.
Yeah, I think so.
But like we talked about this before. Like, I'm not voting Libertarian with the expectation that they're going to win the presidency.
No.
I'm voting for it because this is something, too. If you guys are listening to this and you're like, oh, I'm sick of the Republicans and the Democrats, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, genuinely think about voting for a Libertarian, not because you think they'll win, but because right now the Libertarian Party is the third largest party in the United States. Mm-hmm. Next to the Democrats and the Republicans, they're number three. And if they just get, all it takes is 5% of the vote in a general presidential election, and that makes it so they get recognized as a major party, they're automatically on every ballot moving forward. Every fucking ballot moving forward, and they're automatically on the debate stage with the Democrats and the Republicans. That'd be huge.
It'd be massive.
And that's why, seriously, if you're sick of the two-party system and you're just like, oh, I hate the Republicans, I hate all that, but it's like, then fucking vote for the Libertarian candidate.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're not necessarily 100% about him, if you're tired of the same bullshit, then vote for him just to get the party that 5%.
Right, because then you get, like, when you're watching these debates now and you see a bunch of idiots up there, like, this last debate was fucking terrible.
Oh, my God. I mean, that was all the Democrats, though. Just Democrat versus Democrat.
But if they had this 5% before them, there'd be Libertarians standing up there, and they'd be different.
Well, no, not on that stage. You're talking about the recent debate that just happened.
Oh, yeah, no. But they would have their own debate. They'd probably be, if they have the 5%, they'd probably televise it somewhere.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, most likely, probably Fox and CNN would probably do it.
Right.
They wouldn't like it.
They wouldn't like it, but...
But it's like, I mean, you kind of have to. If it's like, what, are you just not going to do it? And then when the general election comes, oh, there's a third guy on the stage and no one knows about it. You know right. what I mean? Like, then again, though, knowing Fox and CNN and MSNBC, they might do that. They might just be like, yeah, we're not televising it. Mm-hmm. But, no, I really am. I'm done with the two-party system.
They're both just so corrupt.
I hate the Democrats. I hate them. I think the Democrat Party is fucking insane. I will never vote for a Democrat. I
don't see myself. I could have voted for Tulsi, but that was pretty much it. That was,
you know. I could never vote for Tulsi. I like Tulsi as a person. Yeah. I think she's awesome. I like her a lot. But just politically, I don't like her politically. Just because she's a big government person.
Here's the thing. I don't ever see the Democrats ever putting someone else up there like her. You know what I mean?
They didn't put her up this time.
They didn't put her up this time. They're not going to.
You know what's great? You know she might qualify for the next debate.
Well, that's awesome.
Like, no joke.
Really?
She might be on the next debate stage.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, if she gets on the debate
stage. Because she got those couple delegates there.
Yeah, I was like, that and her polling is enough where she might get on the debate stage. And I was like, that could be huge for her. Mm-hmm. If it's just down to, especially if Warren drops out and you have Biden, senile Biden, and crazy communist Bernie Sanders. And then you have Tulsi Gabbard there. She could pull a lot of votes.
She could pull a lot of votes.
Like, I hope she stays in it. I hope she stays in it.
Yeah.
But
I don't know at this point if she can get enough delegates to win. But, I mean, maybe she could fuck something up somehow. I don't know the technical details.
Or at least cause a brokered convention.
Yeah.
Where there isn't a nominee and it has to get decided at the Democratic convention.
Yeah.
Because nobody has enough delegates. But to what I was saying... I probably will never vote for a Democrat ever. They've gone off the fucking deep end.
Yes. Yeah.
Republicans?
I agree.
I can see myself voting for Republicans. They're not. And this is the thing that we've talked about this before.
But if it was a Republican though that I'd be voting for, it'd still be a moderate Republican that I'd be voting for. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it would be a traditional Republican, a small government Republican, someone who believes in individual liberty and not having an overreaching government. This is something that we were going to talk about. I had it on there on our list about how Trump is not conservative at all. He's a big government.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he might be a Republican. And that's the thing. The Republican Party has become also a big, not as big as the Democrats, but they're still a big government party. They just have different beliefs about it.
Right. They don't want to spend $4 trillion. They just want to spend $3 billion instead.
Yeah, and spend it all in the military.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God damn it. Like, Thomas Jefferson would be rolling over his fucking grave. Right now.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Doesn't make a lot. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. All these freaking guys now, they're fucking... You look at all these people that are running fucking both sides. I mean, Trump's fucking old as hell. Fucking Bernie's old. Liz Warren's old. Fucking Biden's old. Like, why don't these people just want to go home? And fucking...
Just relax.
Just like retire. Fucking... Don't have to worry about anything for the rest of their lives.
Who seems the youngest out of all of them? Like, energy-wise.
Trump's just a young
guy. Easy.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Biden is old.
He's old.
Like Biden's old. And Sanders is old.
He's old.
Not as old as Biden, but, like, dude, Trump is fucking about it.
Yeah, he's got the energy
like
still,
he is. Like,
he might be on speed, but he's got the energy still.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Trump was on coke.
Yeah.
But, like... You remember in 2016, remember Trump hit like 18 states in like 3 days or something, like right before the election? He went and did speeches in 18 states or something. I don't know, that might be an exaggeration. But like in more than like six states in 3 days.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's crazy, man. Like that's dedication. Like I think the Democrats are in a really tough spot this election because it's like you're going against the president who has a strong economy and things are going well.
He didn't put up good opposition.
That's the thing. You put up things that are like the opposite to what people want right now. Like, yeah, maybe hardcore Democrats want it, but it's like you got to win independence.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, or you won't get elected. And I don't think people who are, like, not super engaged in politics at all, watching this, they're going to be like, I don't want to vote for a guy who wants to raise my taxes. No. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck? Like, no. I'm not trying to have more money taken away from me. Like,
not to say that, I mean, not even just raise your taxes. Freaking, every time Bernie's been confronted about what he wants to do.
Oh, about the money, where the funding is, or how he's going to afford it?
He doesn't have an answer.
No.
He's never given an
answer. I'll give Anderson Cooper from CNN credit about... Did you see that? No. The other day, Anderson Cooper was interviewing Bernie Sanders, and he straight up challenged. He was like, how are you going to pay for this?
Yeah.
And Bernie literally did not have an answer.
So like,
and I was like, my man. I was like, Anderson Cooper. I was like, you sly devil.
It's like, pretty, man. It's like, yeah, these are fucking legitimate concerns. Sure, fucking people are concerned about this shit. But these motherfuckers agreed to pay for college. They're paying for their...
Oh, that's fucking, something I don't give a fuck about that. The student loan debt repayment thing.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. That shit about these fucking assholes that are like, hey, making student loan debt repayment or forgiveness. Fuck you. You took a loan. Pay it back. Fuck you. Someone gave you money. You did take a loan.
And it's like, yeah, it sucks. You're set up in a bad spot right now. And
no one forced you to take the loan.
No one forced you to do that.
You didn't have to do that. You could have gone into a fucking union or just fucking got a job.
You go into that. You go into community college. Get a loan for fucking 4 times less.
Yeah, right. Go to fucking...
It's the same exact degree.
I was going to say, nobody gives a shit.
It's the same degree.
Really, nobody gives a shit. Right. You go and say, oh, I have my bachelor's degree in this.
Mm-hmm.
They might, oh, where'd you go to school? But it's not like they're going to be like, oh, well, fuck that. It's like, no. They're like, oh, he has his bachelor's degree. Like, all right, cool. The only schools where the name actually carries weight are like the Ivy League schools. You know what I mean?
And like the majority of those kids, freaking, they're not... Most of those kids probably aren't getting out in their undergrad anyway. You know what I mean? They're all going for graduate degrees, and freaking, they're getting funding for that, and they're getting forgiveness for their undergrads and stuff.
Not to mention, most of the people that go to these schools are loaded anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to have any debt,
right?
Because their family's rich, and they're going to just pay it. They probably don't even have debt; they just pay it as they go. That is one of the things that irks me the most about like that leftist position about student loan debt repayment or forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you took a loan. Pay it back.
Right.
Like, someone gave you money, so you...
Why should we all take on this problem together?
Fuck off!
It's like, listen, like, the community has to... The best way to take on this problem is just stop going to these colleges. Stop doing it. Their prices will fucking plummet.
It's like, oh, you can't afford college? Maybe you shouldn't go.
Start going to trade schools. Go in Canada. Go to community colleges. It's like,
there are ways to
state schools.
Join the Peace Corps. Yeah, right. If you want to go to... Join the Peace Corps. Join the military. Join
the Peace Corps, the military, whatever.
Like, or it's like, oh, I really want a college degree, but I don't want to do it. Well, then maybe just go work and save money. Save up enough money so you
can work somewhere that'll pay for your degree.
That's another thing. A lot of places will do that.
Yeah.
If you go in and you're like, I want to do this, a lot of places will pay for college education. A lot of places. If they see that you're like worth it, they're like a good person and they actually give a shit that maybe we'll pay
for
this.
And it's not just like freaking places where you're like learning a skill and stuff like that. Aren't there some big, like, Walmart help you do that, stuff like that?
I think so. Even McDonald's.
McDonald's
does.
If you're an employee for a certain amount of time or something like that,
they'll pay for your tuition. Yeah, go to school.
That's wild. Yeah.
Fucking, and that's the thing, man. People fucking hate on these big companies so much, and I'm like, dude, a lot of these companies are actually really good. Like, people shit all over like McDonald's, Walmart, stuff, and it's like, listen, they're a private business. Their number one goal is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, they also tend to offer a lot of really, like, decent perks to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big thing with McDonald's. Like, they actually do that with it. They'll pay for your college.
Mm-hmm.
don't know what all, like, you know, I'm sure there's a little ins and outs and all that shit, but, like, but I know they do it. They actually do it. Mm-hmm. Like, and not just, those are just two companies I just named off the top of my head, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, those are one, but there's those a ton are... of them. Like, all these big, big companies.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's a reason people work for them. I just got really upset. I fucking hate that student loan forgiveness thing. That pisses me the fuck off.
No, but, oh, from what we were going from, like, that, those are his big things. The student loan forgiveness, and he wants to have a social health care system, and it's just like...
Yeah, he wants the government to run health care.
But he doesn't have, an answer for how we're going to pay for all that shit and fucking how it's going to work. Can't pay for it. You know? Fucking...
I think Bernie Sanders is a fucking idiot. I think he's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. There's this thing, and I've even said it before. I feel like everyone said it. Like, oh, like, Bernie, at least he's honest, and he's, like, straightforward about what he wants to do, and you know what I mean? And it's like, he is a piece of shit. He's advocating government control over every fucking aspect of your life. He's a piece of shit. He compliments the Soviet Union and Fidel Castro, these places that mass murder their own populations and stick political dissidents in gulags and torture chambers and shit. Like, what the fuck? The other day, Bernie Sanders said about Cuba, oh, they have, like, a great literacy program because it's government. It's like, oh, good, they have free health care and a literacy program while they, oh, well, at least while I'm in this prison for disagreeing with the government, I get free health care. Like, fuck you, you communist piece of shit. We fucking fought communists forever. We fought in Korea against the communists. We fucking fought in Vietnam against communists. Communism is the worst bullshit ever. And this shit about, like, he's a fucking socialist. This shit about, like, democratic socialism. What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, enough of the democratic socialism.
You're a fucking communist. You want the government to control everything. He honeymooned in the Soviet Union. He's a psycho. He's a fucking psychopath, and he's a piece of shit. And I hope Biden fucking beats him. Or whatever. I don't give a fuck, honestly, because Trump's going to win no matter what, because they're both fucking morons. But, like...
it's going to be a hilarious debate either way.
It is. But, like, I fucking hate Bernie Sanders. Like, he's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, his ideology is dangerous. It drives me crazy that Nazism is reviled, and it's rightly so to be reviled. And, like, if someone espouses Nazism, you fucking shut them down. You're like, fuck you, the Nazis are psychos. But then if someone starts espousing communist bullshit, we just let it go. Mm-hmm. Like, they killed more fucking people than the Nazis. Communists and socialists are worse than Nazis. They're worse than Nazis. Fucking communists are worse than Hitler. And you can be like, no, they're not. Yes, they are. They fucking...
They're still doing it today.
Yeah, and the Nazis didn't kill their own fucking people. Jesus Christ. The fucking Soviet Union killed something like 25 million of their own fucking people while they were in control. The fucking communist Chinese killed like 45 million Chinese. What the fuck? Why is it that, like...
They're still killing their own people.
Yeah, but, like, this isn't a fucking joke. Why is it... Hold on. Oh, God, the phone fell. Oh, God. But why the fuck is it that... Check this out. And I know, like, if someone... If you drove down the street...
Yeah.
And someone had a fucking Nazi flag, a swastika, hanging on the side of their house, you'd be like, holy shit. Right? It'd be like, it'd be on the fucking news! Mm-hmm. It'd be on the news! Like, someone had a fucking, a hammer and sickle flag.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
You would be like, but would anyone really care? Would it be on the news? Would people try to burn their house down?
No.
They're worse than the fucking Nazis!
No one would care. If someone had a fucking Nazi flag out flying out,
people would burn the house down. People would attack them.
Flying out there, people would go fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, and I don't understand. I'm not saying, like, you're right to go fucking crazy about Nazism. Mm. You should, because it's evil. It's fucking evil. But I don't understand this shit about accepting or, like, listening to communist bullshit. They are worse than Nazis. Mm-hmm. Like, far worse than Nazis. They're pure evil. Like, it annoys the shit out of me all the time. That happens. Because you see it. They're fucking assholes. High school kids walk around wearing Che Guevara shirts and you see it, hammer and sickle stuff and stuff like that. And I'm like, you imagine if, like, when you were in high school, if someone came in wearing a sweatshirt with Hitler on it?
Dude, fucking...
They get suspended.
People get suspended for fucking beating the shit out of them. Fucking...
Yeah. It's ridiculous. But it's like, you have... Like, that's a thing. You know about the fucking Che Guevara shots with his stupid beret.
Yeah.
And it's like, how many fucking people died because of him?
Yeah.
And Stalin and every other communist... Like,
killed all these innocent fucking people. Yeah,
they're fucking monsters. And Bernie Sanders is like them. I don't give a shit when anyone says, yeah, he has another. Give him power. Give him power and watch what happens.
He'll run this place in the ground.
When he tries to enact massive fucking gun bans and stuff like that, or 90% tax rates, and people stop paying their taxes, it'll be like, oh, you didn't pay your taxes, you're going to go work as a slave in prison.
They fucking wouldn't let him. That's a big reason he's not winning. His investors won't fucking support him with that shit. No one's going to support him with that stuff. Fucking, no one would back him if he got in power.
I just hate him. I hate Bernie Sanders. I hate communism. I hate socialism. It's a poison. It's a fucking poisonous ideology.
It is.
It literally threatens freedom. Like, if you believe in freedom and choice and the ability to make decisions for yourself, then you should not be voting for fucking communists and socialists. Like, if you vote for that, then you do not believe in choice. You don't believe in freedom. You believe in slavery. You don't want to have choice. You want to be forced to do things.
You want the government to control everything.
Yeah.
I was fucking... I don't know. Off topic, but I was thinking about this the other day. Fucking... Hassan was watching Harry Potter. And, going to fucking Defense Against the Dark Arts class.
Yeah, it's awesome that they have that class.
Right? But...
By the way, I'd like to point out that Harry Potter, the whole fucking story is about people being having the right to defend, the right to bear arms. They carry weapons everywhere they go.
Everywhere. And they get... And the government gets pissed when they use their magic outside of their school. Fucking... That's communist.
Yeah. I recently re-listened to... I told you about that. I re-listened to the whole Harry Potter books. And it's funny picking up on... Or thinking about the politics of what is the Harry Potter universe.
Yeah.
And it's like... They're very, very pro-Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Everybody has a weapon.
Yeah.
But they're also like... Huge tyrannical government at the same time.
They're a big tyrannical government.
Apparently likes unarmed citizenry.
they're big about their independence and their personal privacy as well. Huge.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about with the Defense Against the Dark Arts class, I was like, if you mirrored that in our society, what Defense Against the Dark Arts would be is a Defense Against Communism class. That's what it would be. I couldn't think of a better... It would be either be that or a defense against fucking national socialism. Yeah.
Yeah. If you were to choose a political ideology.
Because
you could also say it's just self-defense class.
It could be self-defense class, but it's kind of political because, like, it's directly... The dark arts isn't just like a fucking how to defend yourself with magic. It's like... You're defending yourself against fucking the people with evil ideologies that are a large part of the society and fucking wizard and whatever the wizarding world is, you know?
Actually, that's true. A lot of their stuff, it was always based on, like, the darkest spells and the stuff that people use to control you and things like that.
It was never just like,
oh, this is how you block a basic hex.
It's about the fucking Death Eaters, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, they came about fucking whatever, I don't know, 20 years prior to that, when they're fucking in those classes, so.
Not even.
Well, more than that.
Like 10. Because, what is it? The Sorcerer's Stone, Harry's 11.
Oh, yeah, he's young.
It's like literally
they were around 12 before years. That.
You know. 12, 13, 14 years. Yeah. Maybe 15.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You want to call it?
I'm going to call it. Yeah, it's getting late. Fucking
it is.
All right.
Well, that was a fucking chaotic episode.
Right?
But yeah, thanks for listening, you filthy slug-like animals.
You slug mites.
Bye!
Bye!